Wanted, young men and women with medical or scientific degrees and fluent in Russian and English to fly in space. If you're a citizen of the 17 European countries belonging to the European Space Agency, you might want to consider applying for a new job as an astronaut. Starting Monday, the Paris-based agency begins a recruitment process to increase its current staff of 6 astronauts. It's the first time the agency has ever solicited candidates directly by way of the Internet. It hopes to hire 4 or 5 people to replace its aging and dwindling astronaut staff. Agency spokesman Franco Bonaccina says women are encouraged to apply.
The ideal candidates would be between, say, 27 and 37 years old. They should have indeed a university degree and some years of experience already. Candidates with military or airline pilots experience are, of course, also welcome because some of the astronauts have specific tasks, like, you know, piloting a shuttle and things like that.
The recruitment process is the first since 1992, and the agency expects to receive thousands of applications for the job. Bonaccina says the winning candidates will be picked by mid-2009. Then they face a year of general training at the agency's Astronaut Center in Cologne, Germany, and another 18 to 24 months of special training for specific missions related to the International Space Station. One of Europe's biggest contributions to the space station is an international laboratory where astronauts will fulfill a variety of different scientific experiments. But Bonaccina says dreams of going elsewhere in space are for the future.
This generation of astronauts will mainly be still concentrated with going and exploiting the International Space Station, which is our near future for the next 10 years to come. But of course, the goal is to also start thinking at future missions, back to the moon, for instance, first, and then on to Mars.
Europeans interested in becoming astronauts should apply online at the space agency's website, www.esa.int. The closing date for applications is June 15th. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.